Bar together.
Brotherly dick pic.
Christmas decoration.
Balls. In terms of sucking.
Suck it to me.
Pops one in your mouth.
Dream. Pasty pastry.
It is bloody good, man.
It's so good, isn't it?
It's so bloody good. High RRPs. Now then, thanks for joining us. This is the VHBBB podcast with me, Van Hemmo. And we've got a babbling bell brother. His name is Rich. How are you doing, Rich?
I'm good, son. I'm good.
Good. LB's on his Ollie Bobs.
LB is away.
I had a little Holly Bob.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a quick little excursion down to one of our fine coasts.
Oh, yeah. I heard you went on a little excursion-y. To the seaside.
Yeah. Didn't do all the seaside-y things. Like, had a quick walk on a pier. It was out of season, so everything was closed, really. But I got some fish and chips. That never closes. You can't kill off the fish and chips.
Never. You cannot take our fish.
You can't take me chips. They did do battered Mars bars as well. I was very tempted. It's been a while. Since that chippy that we used to live over the road from Lincoln.
10 Calms chippy.
Yeah. Didn't go in the sea either. It was a pebble beach, but it was very nice. Luckily, the weather was just right for a nice walk up and down.
Speaking of LB's break, did you enhance on that picture at all and have a little snoop round?
I didn't. Is it worthy? Is it worth doing?
There's one key feature I would like to just discuss, and I'll explain that my wife took the piss out of me about it.
Well, I've got the picture up, and I'm zoomed in.
Okay. So, the bath.
Yeah, I mean, that for a start. There's a bath in the middle of the room. In the middle of the living room.
But what's interesting is, like, the middle of it goes up.
It does. So when you're sat in it, which end are you in? Is your arse in one end?
Well, I was saying, when you're laid out, stretched out flat, wouldn't your knob be above fucking sea level?
I mean, to be honest, when I'm in a bath... Most baths, because they're not long enough. I don't sit flat. I do have my knees bent up anyway.
Yeah, but
so
I'm
this
saying,
is just a bath fitting for you.
But that one you could properly, looks like you could, you know, stretch out and be totally horizontal.
Yeah, but you can't.
But that middle bit would like lift your innards up.
I mean, we'll have to find out from LB how he managed to tackle it. Maybe it's specifically a two-person bath. One goes in each end.
One bucket seat each.
Yeah, you both get a little tub.
Yeah.
Play cards in the middle.
Yeah, because actually, there's nothing really around that bath for scale to sort of see how big that is. Because you're right.
No, the coffee table could be massive. That seat could fit two on it, could fit five on it.
Yeah.
But it looks very nice.
It does.
I'm sure he's having a great time here.
He owes me a to-scale photograph, actually, my brother.
Of what? Is this a special brotherly dick pic?
Yeah.
just checking, bro. Like, I'm older than you. I just want to still make sure it's bigger.
My birthday's coming up. Can you let me just check out the current scale?
Don't get me a present this year.
just the biannual pic. No, I'm after a set of tool draws.
Oh.
Like a cool, like, American Husky tool
metal,
draw.
Red metal thing.
Yeah, where it's got the nice little rubber mats in for, like...
Oh, yeah, man. Snap-on tools. That's a good place
lay
to
lay all your stuff out. LB has one of these, and guess why LB bought it? Because I said to him, I really want one of these, and then he went and bought it. So I've never actually seen it in the flesh.
Okay.
And I just want to... check how big does it feel in a space.
Where's LB's situated? In a garage?
In his garage.
Because a lot of the time you can get like freestanding ones, big things.
It is freestanding
with wheels. Yeah, freestanding on wheels, casters.
Yeah.
Remember in Home Alone when he pushes it down the stairs? Yeah.
So I asked LB, can you put your iPad on top, like on the wooden, nice wooden top?
Yeah.
Because I know how big my iPad is and then that just scales it. So, well, he said he'd do that on Sunday, mate.
I was going to say, he put the iPad on top, then stood right back and took a photo square on, so you can't even see the iPad. It's on top.
So, no, I've not seen said tool, said scale.
No. But it's going to come. He'll be on its way, I'm sure, when he's back.
It's on sale now. I could be getting this for two.
I mean, you could just nip round his house and peer in through the garden. Yeah. Bloody dogs.
Shut it. So yeah. Tool draw picks. Yeah.
And what is it you're going to be putting in there? Tools?
No, I see. I quite fancy. I think it would look pretty cool as like an actual cabinet in my new studio.
Okay. Just and with pens.
And I quite like the idea because the back of them have got a hole in it. And to put all my camera battery chargers in the drawer.
So cables can go straight through, yeah.
So like as you pull it open, then I can just put all the batteries on charge, shut it away, and it's like all neatly done.
I do like it when you buy the foam and then cut out the exact size things.
Yeah.
Oh. But I suppose with the batteries, as long as you've got room for them to breathe, that's it.
Yeah, these drawers have just got like a very thin, like non-stick mat in it rather than the sort of John Wick, I'm going to build a sniper form that I would also like that as well.
Yeah, that's going to be good. Yeah.
But that's
very fancy.
That's my current thinking anyway.
Sweet, man. Get yourself organised in your new space. When is it coming?
The shed is it's here.
It's been delivered.
Oh, it was delivered a couple of weeks ago now.
Ooh.
Just
waiting for that good bit of weather. And Papabel.
Day one of construction starts on the 20th of Feb.
Now, is that what putting down some sort of foundation, the pads or whatever it goes on?
No, the foundation is happening before that, mate.
Oh.
I'm building the foundations either this weekend or weekend after, depending on delivery of some gravel.
Yeah. These are the ones where you fill in the, like, it's holy mats or whatever.
Yeah, it's like a sort of weird honeycomb, yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. Ooh, good. Right. And you're doing it all yourself, yeah?
Yeah, man.
Nice. Are they going to, how much gravel are you getting? Like a ton of gravel?
800 kilograms.
Ah, you might as well have got a ton bag.
That's
what it comes as.
I need 650. That was the next best I could get.
I'm just trying to think from your new house. So where are they going to be dropping that?
In
your driveway. So you've got to shovel it and barrow it around.
Yeah.
Oh, mate. This is going to be good for you. Nice bit of outdoor. Oh, yeah, look at those muscles. Rich just whipped off his shirt.
Yeah. Full on. He's hulked all muddy. I've just hulked out me fleece.
No, that's cool. Well, you know, I'm always good with a barrow if you need a hand.
Yeah, I was thinking it might be good to do some sort of like little line of buckets, really small buckets, but that you just like pass him backwards and forwards. Line of 20 people. I wonder how quickly you would do that.
What, with 20 people?
20 people.
Still get tired. Just even doing a little bucket, like a kid's bucket of gravel.
Yeah, okay, so let's say kid's seaside bucket.
That probably holds a kilogram, so you need 800 buckets.
Yeah, so say you've always got two buckets in your hands between the 20 people. One's full, one's empty, passing. Oh, that could be a bit rub your head, pat your belly. Passing empty one way, full the other.
I mean, you could get in a nice little swingy motion if you've got a music going.
And then you've got to equip for scoopers and pourers out at either end. I wonder how quickly that would move.
Right, I'm just calculating it now. That would be 15.73 seconds, according to my calculations. And I am no mathematician. I have nothing to base this on.
What, that just would be what I'm guessing. The whole thing? No.
So it's 1 kilogram at any time.
Yeah.
There's 20 kilograms in motion.
Yeah.
And there's only 800. So that's 40 runs.
Yeah.
And each run probably take, you know, less than a minute.
Yeah.
It's not going to take long at all.
That would be pretty mad, wouldn't it? Go.
I mean, if you want to do it, we could get Mr. Beast on the phone. I'm sure he could make your wish come true. Let's build a pyramid by bucket. Mr. Beast. That'd be good if you did something like that, built the next modern day wonder.
Yeah. I'll be down with that.
Cheers for the hit.
I'm just waiting on Oh my God, I've just been so distracted.
Why, what's happened?
The moon is like behind the clouds, but I can only describe the clouds as like, do you remember those weird party hats that you get on Burger King that were flat and you put them on and it would like become a 3D paper hat?
Yes. A bit corrugated in the middle, like
yeah,
like a Chinese lantern.
Chinese lantern sort of Christmas decoration.
Yeah, yeah.
The cloud behind in front of the moon looks like somebody's done that with it. And like it's all like weird little holes.
All stringy.
Yeah, God, it really distracted. I don't even know what I was going to say.
Is it a full moon?
Yes, fully.
Wow. So yeah, it's like it's got a little lantern in the sky.
Yeah, it honestly is. It looks wild.
Cool. Back to the pod.
Yeah, sorry. I look this way to actually look you in the eyes.
Oh, thanks.
So what else did you get up to on your seaside-y travels?
I had a really nice food item.
Okay.
Have you had a cronut?
Yes, I have had a cronut.
Was it like this? Because I thought I'd heard of a cronut, but I had a tall, stuffed all the way through the middle with cream, flavoured cream.
Yes, I have.
And oh my God, it was flipping lovely.
The cream bit is not really my thing, but I no? just tried it just to have it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I had a pistachio creamed one.
Oh, pistachio.
Nice. Mm. Yeah, just imagine that, a cronut. I've had a yum nut before, which yeah. I assumed was a very similar thing, but no, this cronut was good. I'll be having one again. Just literally nice. Walking past, saw a bakery, that's all they had in the window. Lines of these things, I was like, what are they? Mm. A bit on the old pricier side, I think they're £3 something, but that does not bother me.
Gotta live dangerously sometimes.
You do, you do. Also, there was an outlet village, you know, with shops yeah. where they have their outlets. Went to the Lindt one, Lindt chocolate.
All right, yeah.
I love their little salted caramel balls.
All right.
I got a giant bag for a couple of quid.
Big bags.
They go out of date next month, so they can't sell them anymore. It's like, this is amazing. Here's a big bag. And when you walk in the shop, there's a lady there who pops one in your mouth. And then you carry on round. Everyone's munching. I looked around. Everyone in the shop's like, wop, wop, wop. And then on your way out, she pops in another one. Can't get rid of these things fast enough. Here, have an out of date chalk.
There is a shop near my house
mm-hmm.
that has got Stephen Emmons written all over it, mate.
Ooh.
So I was walking up to discover a new little pub near my house, and I've wanted to road test for a while.
Yeah.
I was with old Crates, actually. We were going up there. Mm. And I think you can tell it's a good sort of shop when they've got some little pasteboard tables outside and little handwritten card prices.
But nicely handwritten, or...
Yeah, yeah. Sort of fruit yeah. and veg, a la fruit yeah. and veg style. That's all sort of like 2 for £4 a quid sort of vibes, right. that yeah. kind of thing.
No weighing it out.
No, no, it's just like, this is what you're getting for £2 or £1 or whatever. And on the edge, I would say was a fairly sizable cardboard box, stack of cardboard boxes, mm-hmm. full of treats, everything in each cardboard box, £5.
Right. What sort of treats are we talking?
24 bag of Skips. 12 bag of Walker's French fries.
Together or one in each box?
All together. Couple of bars, okay. big bars of chocolate, sweeties, just like a full-on treat box, £5. And like obviously probably close to sell-by date, this is what you're getting. Mate, I thought that idea was genius. That it was really, if I wasn't on the roadway to the pub, I would have been taking the cardboard box.
Just grab a quick fiver box. But are they all different? So you can have a quick look.
All different,
go, oh, that one's better.
Yeah.
I do like that. That's nice.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good to have someone make a little choice for you every now and then.
Yeah, just like a little pick and mix box. I don't know if you could be like, oh, well, can I have the Skips out of that one? I did the other day go back and I went there and I got some Big Ooloops from there. Four Ooh. Bags.
I've still not had Big Ooloops.
Four big old grab bags, 50p. Banging it.
Is this again because they're going out of date?
Yeah.
Do they not sell anything in this shop? Everything's out of date.
Well, no.
Or is he buying it out of date?
He's buying it like close to sell by, like sort of I reckon they must get it from like a booker sort of place or something like that.
Yeah, and they just ask for the stuff that's out of date. I used to have that happen to.
But yeah, it's great. And it's like so lo-fi in there. Nice. Like it's just one shelf nailed to the wall all the way around.
They're like, milk? He's like, yeah, I can probably get you some milk. Give me a couple of days.
He's just reaches how in his pints? Own. How it reaches in his own fridge.
Yeah, Maureen.
But no, good little shop. Weird big deals.
Yeah, I like the deals. There's a sweet shop in town that's just shut down in the Vicky Centre.
Right. Okay.
It's not actually closed yet, but it's closing, and they've taken everything off the shelves, so you can't browse, and it's all in bags, saying bags for a tenner. You're going to get about 50 quid's worth of sweets in it. But I think they were very overpriced sweets to start with. Okay. High RRPs. Still, it's probably good enough for a little, like you say, if you, who knows what I'm going to be eating tonight. It's like going to someone else's party in your own house.
I like them sort of shops that have just clear bags of like, here's weighed out 400 grams of bloody mushrooms, fizzy cola bottles. Yeah. Every bag's a quid. Mm-hmm. I'm all about that life, man.
What's the most you've ever spent on Pick-a-Mix? Like, I remember when I was a kid being like, oh my God, spent a tenner on Pick-a-Mix or whatever.
There used to be one in Newark where I worked, and like Fridays after I'd been to the pub on lunchtime, I'd get a couple of little bags. But I think one birthday, I probably spent about 30, 40 quid in there on...
Oof.
But for the whole office, like I filled like a huge bowl in the kitchen, just said pick a mix for everyone.
Yeah, I
think that was probably the most.
I must say, during the Christmas market, just gone.
Yeah.
I got a bit tasty for fudge.
Oh.
And in one go, I did spend 18 quid on fudge.
Bloody hell.
Doesn't take long, you know, those prices, but oof, do like the fudge. Remember last week I mentioned I was going to be going to the ice hockey?
Yet
again. It wasn't the Panthers. This was Varsity.
Oh, okay.
Do you know much about Varsities?
No.
So
apart from the one in Lincoln.
The bar, yeah. Well, so basically, I think it sounds very Americanized. It's the University of Nottingham versus University of Trent. NTU versus UN.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Doing loads and loads of different activities and sports throughout the year. And last night was one of the big ones because it's at the arena and it's the ice hockey. So they had one team versus the other. I was in the VIP box, you know, it's the only way I roll.
Oh, yeah, that was you rolling around in the box on your own story, wasn't it? That you were fabricating, yeah.
So, well, I got given 12 tickets in a box, so I had to choose which staff to go. Half of my staff just didn't want to do it, so I was reaching out to other people. And it was a bit weird because the first two people that turned up to the pub, I got there first as the host.
Yeah.
First two that show up is my boss and his boss. So I'm just sat there with two bosses, and it's like, I don't hate meeting up with work people, but in certain jobs, I don't want to really meet up with these people.
Yeah.
Some of them, I quite like them. I get on with them at work. That's fine. Because I'm not a big drinker as well, that's all everyone wants to do. This was a nice change to just go and do something else, watch something.
Yeah, a different
activity.
Hopefully
no one's getting on it too much. You know, everyone had a couple of pints, whatever, that's about it. I was actually I was on the old Coke last night.
Oh, yeah.
Loads of it, mate. Coming out my eyeballs. I ordered a Coke, and three Cokes came. I was like, okay, fine. That's me. I don't have to order any more for the night. I don't mind them going flat. And then when the next round of drinks came, another three Cokes came. I was sat there with five of them. I was just like, oh my God, I need a bigger straw. I didn't make it through them all, but they were just all sat around me, these five pints of Coke.
I haven't even been to bed. That buzzed.
But it was interesting. For a start, I've been to quite a few Panther matches now, and I've never been to one that's been full to the brim. Packed stadium. This was mainly filled with university students all gone to cheer on their unis, but it was full to the brim. Everyone had their foam fingers out.
Yeah.
Just going for it. The crowd didn't really know when to cheer. You could tell half of them don't know what the rules are, whatever. But just having that atmosphere, it was great. And the guys in my box, we were all going mad for it. It was brilliant.
Awesome.
The uni I worked for, NTU, they were winning the whole way through the match from early on until the last 5 minutes. And then the university, I've scored two in 5 minutes.
Oh.
It was outrage. It was outrage. And they all, everyone whipped off all their hats and gloves and everything, ran on. Pitch invasion. Ice invasion.
Sweet.
Yeah. For the halftime show, I know when we've been before, they have like dancers and things.
Yeah.
They have that, cheerleaders doing their stuff. Have you ever been when they have children? It was under 10s ice hockey. They split the whole pitch in half and play widthways. So there's two games going on with loads of tiny little players in all pads. Some of them were so small.
Full on pucks though.
Yeah, going for it. They were doing good. They were falling over a lot more, but it was good. And say if the puck goes off, it's like six kids all run after it together at the same time. It was funny. I enjoyed that a lot. But I made a few more converts, people that hadn't been before. Really enjoyed the atmosphere and the fast-pacedness of it also. They'll be back. I might organise another work trip, actually.
Sick.
Yeah. And here's something. Speaking of work, don't know what it is at your work. I suppose it's your house now. What type of Hoover do they often have in a workplace?
In work establishments of times gone by, it was a Henry.
Yeah, pretty much standard, isn't it?
In my current establishment, it is some sort of Dyson Pet version, whatever stand-up Dyson Pet version is what I've got at work here.
Okay. Well, everyone loves a Henry. I don't have a problem with a Henry. I do use them at work. They're not bad. Bit weird how you have to pull it around. It's quite heavy and stuff.
Mm.
People are in uproar. There's a new Henry in town. I'm just sending you a photo of it now. And it's one of them where you think, what's the point? It's a upright, one of these stick Hoovers that you get. Very popular these days.
Yeah.
And they've painted it red and stuck two tiny, like a little tiny face right at the top. That's the only sort of reference to it being a Henry.
The thing is, I reckon they could have given it a different name because it looks like a Cyclops with a goatee.
Yeah, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean? He looks pretty groovy, like a psychedelic, like, whoa, peace, man.
Yeah, psychedelic sucker monk.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they missed a trick there, just calling it Henry. You can't see the face, can you? When you're holding it with your hand, you're covering up the eyes.
Yeah.
So that sucks. And do you know what else sucks?
Is it a Henrietta?
No, Henrietta is the pink version.
Yeah, there's the one next to it.
Yeah, that's Henrietta. Or Hetty. Is it Hetty?
And is there... Who's
there's
the
a Hetty
blue?
And there's a Charles as well.
Why is a blue Henry?
Yeah, they're all different ones. They're all different ones. But what I have got, in terms of sucking, suckers off Rich, is the Suck Me quiz. No, it's just you. You're not against LB, but we're putting you to the test here, mate.
Suck it to me.
Okay. Just answer the question, simple as. Question one. What is a hollow cylinder typically used for drinking beverages?
Glass.
No. Have you got a beverage? I mean, have you got a buzzer?
Henry!
Henry! Go on. A hollow cylinder used for drinking beverages.
Straw.
A straw, there you go. You were thinking of a thick cylinder. Question two. A generic name for a hard candy on a stick.
A lollipop.
Yeah, lollipop, yep, that's it. Question three. Twilight is full of these.
Suckers, vampires.
Vampires, yes. Okay, question four. A tube that allows fluid to flow uphill. Initiated by sucking on it.
Like a siphon.
Yep, siphon. You get it. Question five. These invertebrates are used for medical treatments to suck blood.
Leech,
yeah, that's correct. Question six. The ultimate of all suckers. They can even suck up light.
Black hole.
Black hole is correct. Tell you what, you don't suck at this quiz. Question seven. A kitchen tool used for sucking up cooking juices.
A kitchen tool used to suck up juices?
Yeah. Often used to suck up juices and maybe move the juices, put them on something else.
Like a baster.
A baster, yes. Turkey baster, yeah.
I was trying to think of its name. I was like, shit, I know the...
Sucker. It's a sucker. Kitchen sucker. Juice sucker. Question 8. These suckers carry malaria.
Mosquito.
Correct. Question 9. This tool is used to suck shit out of a clogged toilet.
Plunger.
A plunger, yeah. Final question. A synthetic nipple for infants to suck.
LB, you can buzz in at any time if you want, mate.
I think he's lost this one.
This is a dummy or a pacifier.
Mate, that's exactly what I had written here. Dummy / pacifier. You got it. You totally don't suck at the sucky quiz. I was on the train, obviously, to go on my journeys this week.
Train.
There was two little things happened. It was the same conductor.
Right.
He was very friendly when he checked my tickets, all that. And then an announcement came on. He said, I'm really sorry, ladies and gentlemen, if you've been having trouble trying to charge your mobile phones.
Mm-hmm.
I will get back to you on this very shortly. And then a couple of minutes later, he's like, just to confirm, if you can't charge your phone, you definitely can in Coach C. I've just tried all the plugs. They all work in Coach C. Come on down, charge your phones. And then about half an hour later, he comes on. You know the whole say it, see it, sorted thing?
Yeah.
Like, as far as I'm aware, if there's a bag left unattended, they kind of just get rid these days, don't they? They treat it very suspiciously.
They put their side of their foot next to it and just slide it away.
Slide it out the back door. No, they John McClane it, run down the carriage. It's a bomb. Anyway, this guy, he comes on and says, just to say you shouldn't leave your bags unattended, but someone had left a bag in coach B or whatever, and you know, you're not supposed to. If it's your bag, come and find me. I've got it on my back. I'm wearing it. That's what he said.
I'm carrying your bomb.
Which carriage would you like me to come to?
Yeah. I was on a train a couple of weeks ago.
Yo.
And he came over the tannoy, and this bloke was like, he's quite friendly, but he went, but it really annoys me when everyone leaves their bag on a train seat so no one can sit down. If I come down and check your ticket and I find out that you're doing that, I will be charging you a full price ticket for your bag as well.
No, you won't, mate. I'd like to see you try.
And this woman sat next to me just got a handbag and she was like,
I always do it, like I put it next to me, but if it's a busy station, I'll put it on my lap just in case someone does want it next to me.
Yeah, but
I have no problem.
Sometimes you've got all your wires and your little knickknacks in there and you need to just be able to...
I know. I don't want to deprive anyone. Just think how many times you've been on a train and you've had to stand. And you probably actually haven't, just so many people aren't budging in.
So, but hey, I reckon his little, I'm going to charge you, so many people shifted the old bag. Yeah.
He's walking up and down the aisles, proud as a badger. On one of my journeys, sat on a table of four, myself, and everyone was a stranger, I quickly worked out.
There was four of us, three others.
None of us knew each other. One of the guys, I could tell he was not from this country. He was dressed, you know, boldly. I don't know, he just looked like a tourist. And he was watching something on his phone, but he was laughing out loud. And I was like, that's not an English laugh either. And then he started talking. When the cart came by, he called it down. Hey, dude, I think he was South African. That's kind of what I worked out when I was Googling the names that were on his clothes. He called out to the guy to stop. Started ordering a drink, and then he pointed to all of us. He's like, do you guys want anything? And I was just like, I was too taken aback to be like, what? Guy next to me was like, yeah, I'll have water. And the girl didn't want anything. I was just thinking, oh man, that guy's literally really nice, just offered to buy us all a nice drink. I wish I'd have taken him up.
I thought he was going to say, and then you were going to say, right, that's £3 each, please, mate, for these waters.
Oh man, if he had. It's like last night when I was at the ice hockey, I did get offered a drink. Someone said, do you want a drink? And I went, I've got 5 Cokes, mate, but I'll have a bag of sweets instead or something. So he bought me a bag of chocolate buns.
Oh, yeah. No way.
I thought that's quite a good deal. Similar price, isn't it?
Yeah. It's.
I really didn't need a drink. I wanted some chocolate. I was on a sugar rush.
Do you live close to a Lidl?
I do live close to a Lidl.
have, I'm going to give you a recommendation.
I don't go often, but I do live in one.
Or a question of, have you had a Lidl's Big Bite?
Are these the fake McDonald's?
No, no, this is okay. A chocky bar.
Oh.
And it is a Big Bite because they're about that big. Like,
right. Just a big, thick chocky bar.
Length, like, probably the same height as a big Dairy Milk, but I'd say double the length.
Okay. I have not had one.
They do a peanut one, which is sort of a bit like, in bar form, imagine having a Snickers with a really soft nougat in it as well, but like in a thin, like sandwich bar form, caramel in it and everything. Oh my God. Their peanut Big Bite.
Chocolate bar.
Little Big Bite, mate. It is fucking fantastic. They do a non-Snickers version, which I've never ever had because I love this.
Is it just milk chocolate?
No, it looks a bit Milky Way, I would say. So I've sent it to your screen so you can see it. But for any listeners out there, also get it down to your Lidl. Check out the Big Bite. I cannot recommend it enough.
Yeah, I've had a Milka that's very similar.
Yeah.
A big giant Milka bar that looked like that, kind of with all the peanut in it, goodness.
But the little illustration on the front of this is not lying at the ratio of innards to outer. It is
really?
So thick of caramel and peanutiness. It is.
And where a Snickers only has peanuts in the caramel, this has peanuts in the nougat too.
Yeah. It's just banging, man. They're so good.
What's the old pry on one of these?
I think it's about £2.50. It's not very expensive.
But I mean, it looks about, 300 grams of chocky, maybe?
Yeah, £2.95.
Oh, £2.95, there we go. Yeah.
But yeah, they're really flipping good. I strongly recommend the old Big Bite peanut caramel crisps.
Sweet, man. I'm still just deep into the world of Easter eggs. Nailing them left, right and centre. It's my main chock at the moment.
Is it?
Yep. I'm being very good though, just one at a time. I don't have a stash as I have done in previous years.
Do you want to ask me a question, Steve-Ann?
Rich, have you had any men in your house this week? What men have you had in your house?
Bloody hell, I've had some.
You had a bloody man. You've had a man.
So, about a week ago, I rang the old electrician, said, can you come round? He said, yeah, I'll come round next week. Got several jobs I need to do in. He says to me, yeah, no problem. I'll be around next week. I'll text you Monday, let you know what day I'm coming. Thursday comes, mate. He ain't fucking text me. And then he rings me Thursday and says, just to let you know, I'm not coming this week. And I'm thinking, no shit, man.
Just do whatever you want, yeah.
I'll come next week. I'm like, okay. So Monday goes by, nay contact. Yeah. So I was in the shower this morning, I was thinking, fucking hell, what am I going to do about this electrician, mate? I need some stuff doing because it's the linchpin of me moving some decoration forward. Like, I can't decorate until this is done.
They're not on strike, are they? Because I've been having trouble getting hold of mine as well.
And then, do you know sometimes you have a bit of an argument with yourself in your head? I'm in the shower just, like, rowing this through, like, fucking hell, what am I going to do? This is really annoying. The guy's sound as well, that's the other, the problem factor is he's actually great.
Oh, man. That's the curse of the tradesman.
I step out with a shower, he'd freaking text me. I'll be at yours in like half an hour. So he's been round and he's doing...
Did he know that you work from home so he can come anytime?
Yeah. So he's been round, he's done all my jobs, everything looks great. All my new lights have been put up. All my lights.
Is it a shoes on, shoes off sort of affair?
Yeah.
What, you're going to take his shoes off?
He's just like that, mate. He's sound. Yeah.
Some guys don't want it because they know they've got smelly feet, so they bring little bags or something.
Done all of that. All new plugs, all new switches, all new lights. And then chat to him about plans for getting the old power out to me. Stewed.
Would he be doing all the sourcing of materials and stuff?
Yeah.
That's good.
Just been figuring out how much of this cable I need, some special cable that's got...
Yeah, the armoured stuff.
Armoured with gigabit internet. cable inside it as well. Yeah.
Right. So, nice.
Yeah, figuring out how many bloody 100 meters of that I need. So yeah, good day of men in my house. Yeah.
Is he going to be doing it all solo as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice, man. That's pretty cool.
Pretty sound. Showing me he's into motorbikes and stuff and God knows what, mental. So yeah, been doing that. And then, yeah, like I say, should I be having creators around to move me out of this room?
The old Steve Bellows. Yeah, earlier on you could just refer to him as Create, so I was like, oh, what a nickname to develop it down to Create.
60 something years into your life.
just Creates. Greg's is from up your way, isn't it?
Yeah.
You boys are fans of Greg's. LB says yes.
Yeah.
See, I'm not a big fan of Greg's. I think it's all right.
Too buttery.
I just don't really have that many pastries. I did used to do at bakeries, but I don't know. Something about it just doesn't sit right with me.
The problem with a Greg's is they can be beaten for brekkie cob and a cup of tea, mate.
Yeah.
Because it's like
their cob's all right, yeah.
£2.50 for a sausage cob or bacon cob and a hot drink.
I suppose that's all right. A lot of places it's £1.80 for a cup of tea.
Yeah.
God. I'll bear that in mind. Where's somewhere in the country do you think that isn't a fan of Greg's?
Cambridge.
I'm thinking bigger than that. Giant area.
Lundy?
No. Cornwall.
Oh.
Okay.
Cornish pasties?
Wow. Yeah, the Cornish Pasty Association says Greg's doesn't make their products in Cornwall, and therefore don't sell the highly prized genuine PGI Cornish pasties that they would normally have down there. They've become accustomed to. So Greg's is at the centre of a pie war. So they've been accused of embarking on a full-scale invasion of Cornwall. And this, the facts that back this up, it's unbelievable. So the northern-based bakery chain has faced many challenges establishing the business in the stubborn home of the pasty, or pasty.
The pasty.
People have been rallying... the pasty. Get your schnitzel.
Pasty pastry.
Loads of people have been like rallying against it for years. Planning permissions always fought against.
What, for the Greggies?
Yeah, for Greggs. There's currently 4 in Cornwall, the whole of Cornwall. They're at service stations, and there's another one being planning permission just been applied for, another service station. That's how they get around it. People in the towns and villages don't want to go.
Loophole that is the service station.
It's the tourists. The tourists coming down. That's what's happening. There's a few quotes I've got from Cornish people. I can't do a Cornish accent, but I'll just do a farmer accent, yeah? We can't believe they'd try and open one in the heart of our country. One resident described it as, "It's Greg's taste like the devil's spawn." Another says that any new stores that try and open here in Cornwall won't last. I guarantee it. So what's that mean? Are they going to try and set fire to them or something?
Burning his sausage rolls.
Maybe they could just infiltrate, get people to get jobs at Greg's and then just constantly burn all the sausage rolls and pasties. I don't. We'll have to see. I've not been to Cornwall for a while. It's been a few years. And I definitely didn't seek out a Greggs when I was down there.
Seeking out the Greggs.
I'm hunting for a Greggies. Yeah. Don't suppose, amongst all these things we've been doing, you've happened to pop anything up on screen and have a watch, have you?
Have you seen it?
I haven't got much. I can't remember anything if I have.
Okay.
I watched Scream at the weekend.
Yeah.
Just with the announcement of the new one coming out. So, jump back on. And I'm still up to date with The Last of Us. And you'd not been on for a bit to talk about The Last of Us.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been watching it?
I'm fully up to date. Episode 4 is in the bag.
Yeah. How are you finding it so far?
I think it is phenomenal. At this point, they're going to have to do a lot to go wrong.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Yesterday's episode, because so much of it was just a pretty chill one, And but it was just good, man. It felt so right. I've been saying, like, that is Joel and Ellie now.
And
they feel perfect.
The scenes they lift directly from the game are always the most perfect scenes to pick, even though I don't know that they're going to be the most perfect. And when it happens, it's so rewarding.
And yesterday, then when the car went off into the and was going to crash into the shop, I was like, oh, I love this bit that's about to happen. This is going to be great.
And just, you know, her throwing the magazine out the window. And
yeah, that was done perfect. Yeah, I thought they'd missed that from the show. In the last episode, they sort of ended.
Yeah.
And they'd left. And because they'd already filled in Bill's backstory, I thought, maybe they won't do the magazine. Because that is a great bit from the game. No, it's a brilliant show. So good.
I really enjoyed the sort of drive-in sequence. And I'd be so interested to see, like, a Corridor Digital. How did they, like, add all the moss and break that train track? Because clearly that was just all filmed and then made to look derelict after.
Even just how many of the abandoned, like, when it looks like they're going through a quite a normal industrial estate that just looks old. I reckon there are some of them in America, but did they just CGI or?
I love it, man. It's absolutely wonderful.
It is. Couldn't recommend it enough. And I can't even imagine what it'd be like watching it, not knowing the story of the game. Because I'm watching it and my heart is going. It's pounding when they're doing stuff and I'm thinking, but I know what's going to happen. And yeah, it's still getting me.
So this brings me on to my next thing. I have seen it. Oh. Dovetailed in, because I recommended to you to listen to the pod, didn't I?
I did. I listened to the first episode.
Yeah.
That's it. What would you call it? Corresponding?
Yeah, it's like the companion.
Companion podcast.
Yeah.
To the show.
So I have now discovered a little YouTube channel, three Mexican dudes called Heroes Reforged.
For your name, called Jose.
No.
Old Dell.
They've got 105,000 subscribers, so they're not exactly a small channel or anything, right? But I went on a search for, I want to find some people doing a watch along to The Last of Us that have never played the video game.
Right, yes.
Because I want to see that reaction of people see this for the first time, because Harry's played it, Holly's watched me play it. Like, basically in my circle, I don't know anyone that's not, really.
Yeah. A few people that I've spoke to have not played it, but they've at least watched someone or had someone close to them. I mean, the amount of people I've spoke to about it over the last decade.
Yeah.
Just saying, there's this really good game with an amazing story, and then tell them about it.
These three dudes never played it. No interest in playing it. They're watching it. It's awesome. The predictions, the wild theories of they've got of, like, stuff that's going on, just characters that have already been killed off, and them said, this character's fantastic. I can't wait to see where they go. Like, dead. No. Oh, man. So I'm really enjoying that. It's like, that's sweet. My, like, Tuesday night watch is I watch them watch the episode.
Nice.
So I have started a rewatch of a TV series. I don't really often do that too much, unless it's like a comedy thing or something like that. Like,
yeah, like the yearly thing.
Yeah, like an Office or, you know, something that's super easy to just throw an episode
on. Yeah, I'm balls deep in Seinfeld at the moment again.
But I am rewatching The Killing.
Killing, okay.
So I'm not watching the original Danish or Swedish version, the American Killing.
And you've seen that one before?
Loved it. It's 10 out of 10, probably one of my best, like, three seasons, because it's not very long. Of a series, it's so flipping good, and it's probably like 10 years ago I watched it, maybe at least.
So what's brought it on? Just wanted some good telling, guaranteed.
I watched something called The Devil's Hour, and it was just all right. I think I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, but just something that's really eerily creepy but detective crime show. I quite like that sort of vibe.
And Yeah,
it's just awesome. And I thought,
you've gone from Jonathan Creek to The Killer. Yeah.
And even though, like, there's so much new stuff to watch late at night, there's something sort of comforting knowing this is good and I'm going to enjoy it rather than try something new and think this is actually a bit shit, but I'll just keep watching anyway. So,
well, I tried something new.
Okay.
Lockwood & Co.
Oh, God.
I'd actually thought I'd been looking forward to it for a while, or when I'd heard about it before I'd seen anything. Joe Cornish, I've always been a fan of his sort of stuff. I like his sort of writing style. Yeah. It was terrible, man.
We've watched one episode and all three...
I couldn't even finish it. Well, actually, I think I might have finished it, but... Oh.
All three of us were like, get this off, man.
Yeah. What the hell? Maybe it gets good, but that's not good enough.
No.
I don't see how it could. Ay, ay, ay. Big Netflix thing. I think it was all out as well, wasn't it? It's like a...
Yeah.
You can watch it all, but I didn't want to. Yeah, apart from that, that's it, really. Just the usual YouTube stuff. I've not watched the last couple of Corridor Crews, but even as it's been going on, it's been getting less enjoyable because there's not much in it on the free one anymore. They really want to push you to the Patreon, don't they? I don't like it when that happens. It's like you still give us the same what we were getting. Charge for extra. Don't start reducing.
But do Borny on top, yeah. I feel you on that.
But there we go. Seen it, said it. Sorted.
Yeah, seen it.
Seen it, sorted.
No, I've really not been watching a lot, which is odd. Like,
no.
And what's actually quite nice is sitting down to watch The Last of Us really feels like an event. Like every Monday, all three of us are buzzing for like, let's get dinner finished, washing up, everything's done. Let's fucking get a beer out, get the chockies out, get the big bite out.
Yeah, but it's that good though. It does feel like that.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Cinema worthy.
Yeah, man. And it's like, it's also awesome that the length of each episode is defined by what they need to tell, not a 40-minute runtime. Because last night's was so short, and I was like, come on, you give me an hour last week.
But it's leading up to something big that's just about to happen.
But the problem is, I've been writing down where they need to get to, and I do not know versus how many episodes are left, and like the things I would say you cannot cut, and I don't know how they're getting all of them into what's left.
How many episodes is it going to
be? 9.
Yeah.
And we've already done 4.
Yeah. There'll be something skipped then. Like going hunting in the woods. It would just be one quick flash.
But they're doing Left Behind in it as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That'll just be a flashback then, a quick flashback to show Riley.
But it's like, when?
But then, you'd want the relationship of Riley. I would have thought that'd be a whole episode.
Yeah, I think I've got a prediction as to when that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to happen exactly the same as it does in Left Behind, without giving any spoilers for The Last of Us. Like, it starts in the present, doesn't it, when Joel is out of the picture. Yeah. So I wonder whether like it'll happen then.
We'll have to see.
But or maybe they're just absolutely pulling our pants down, or it's all season one's all game one's all just season one, and they're gonna be like,
They could do whatever and it stretch out as long as they need to.
Because I see season two's already been announced. Greenlit. Yeah.
Quickly finish with I got my reading glasses on. Obviously not actually glasses, I've got 20/20 vision, but I started reading that Sapiens book.
Oh.
About a quarter into it. It's bloody good, man.
It's so good, isn't it?
I just love all the theory, like not even theories, just the whatever it is, the history.
Yeah, the learnings of mankind.
Yeah, man. It's so bloody good. I feel more manly because of it.
You're standing up more upright.
Yes, making use of these organs.
Yeah, my mind was just doing backflips reading that book. I felt like every sentence was like new learnings.
But it feels really good. It felt like I was taking it in as well. Like,
yeah.
Because it is about me and you and everyone.
I just wish I had my bloody Kindle highlighter that back then.
Could have had a little... personalised notes at the end.
Yeah.
Aye, aye, aye. I might look into that at some point. You'll have to show me.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's about it then.
Yeah.
LB, are you going to come back next week? When's he back from his holiday?
Friday, I believe.
Okay, that's all right.
He's, I think he's pretty gutted, mate, actually. Because I think he told you on the pod that he bought a little games console thing.
He did. Did it arrive in time?
It got sent out for delivery today.
Ah, shame he could have changed it and got it delivered there.
Oh, mate, he's fuming.
Right, that's it. Podcast ends here. I can all wait till next time. Blah, 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 blah. VHBBB.com. Bye-bye.
Bye. Sad.